While about 35% of public school students in Massachusetts are minorities, only about 8% of teachers are people of color. One school system trying to address that gap is the Cambridge Public Schools. For a sense of how that's going, WBUR's Kerry Young visited Cambridge Rengin Latin High School.
When you bring up teacher diversity here at Cambridge Rengin Latin, the students will be the first to tell you things could be better. Senior Laura Marseille says she can only think of two teachers of color off the top of her head.
I had Mr. Dua, and then this semester I had Ms. Campbell.
School-wide, the actual number is closer to 35 out of roughly 150. I met Marseille after school one day. She was one of about 20 kids hanging out in Kevin Dua's room. He's a history and psychology teacher.
Permission slip. Thank you.
Marseille tells me typically there's closer to 30 kids here, all students of color, and she describes it as a safe space. So what's different about this space, then?
We have a black teacher, so it makes it a little easier. Like, I can walk in here and be like, this frustrated me today because someone said something racist, or just like, this is what's going on with my family, and I feel comfortable because I know that to some extent he can relate to a lot of my problems.
I think at the end of the day, my presence just in this classroom alone has in some ways helped them feel like who they are as individuals can be empowered and validated.
This is Kevin Dua's first year here at Rengin Latin. He explains these kids began gathering organically. For administrators, this scene demonstrates the thirst many of their students have to be around teachers that look like them.
60% of our students throughout the district identify as people of color, while across the district, 22% of our teachers identify as people of color.
That's Ramon De Jesus, the program manager for diversity development at Cambridge Public Schools.
My role focuses on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives across the district.
It's a new position for Cambridge. Part of De Jesus's job is to help schools like Rengin Latin reach their goal of increasing the number of teachers of color on staff to 30% by 2020. He admits it will be a challenging number to reach.
The challenge of recruitment and retention of educators of color is not just an issue that Cambridge is wrestling with.
It's a statewide issue, too. In Massachusetts, minorities made up about 35% of public school enrollment in 2017. For teaching staff, that number was about 7%, a figure that's barely moved over the last decade.
I've been at this for a very, very long time.
Regina Keynes is the executive director of the Massachusetts Partnership for Diversity in Education.
And felt the discomfort and sometimes frustration of not seeing much progress.
Her group works with districts around the Boston area hoping to solve this issue. She says there are several factors at play, at least on the recruitment end of things, like teacher salaries and public perception of the career. But a lot of it boils down to basic competition.
There's competition for persons of color in almost any field that you can think of. And the STEM areas are the areas that are being highly promoted for young people coming out of school.
Once students are interested, getting through the training becomes the next hurdle. But it's here that Keynes says she's seen a number of innovations. She says more organizations are working together now to help teacher candidates make it through the so-called pipeline.
The collaboration allows just us to continue to open those doors.
Catherine Wong oversees urban outreach initiatives at the Lynch School of Education at Boston College. She says the college's partnerships with local schools and nonprofits like City Year help streamline the process for young teachers.
The idea is to give them as much support to not only be recruited into teaching, but to stay for the long haul.
And that's the hardest part, the long haul.
But at the same time that these that teachers of color are coming into the profession, we're also seeing this revolving door.
Travis Bristol is an assistant professor at Boston University. In 2012, he studied black male teacher retention in the Boston public school system. He says working conditions were most often blamed by outgoing teachers.
Teachers of color are disproportionately more likely to teach in challenging schools. These are schools that have been historically under-resourced, where the administrative leadership in those schools are not as strong.
And fixing this part of the pipeline is a lot more complicated.
I think it's less about, can local school districts do this? I think they have the capacity to do it. I just think that they haven't thought about or given attention to it because the recruitment piece is a lot easier.
But he adds, there are some signs of change. Last week, officials with the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education joined 8 other states to kick off a year-long initiative aimed at improving teacher diversity. And a handful of districts like Boston and Amherst-Pelham are also dedicating more staff and resources to these efforts. Again, Cambridge District Diversity Manager Ramon De Jesus.
This work, it never ends. You have to be dogged in your determination, and there are no official office hours.
De Jesus says he's encouraged to see more attention paid to this issue, but he admits there's still a long way to go. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.